Welcome again to the Patriots Campcast for Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. Patriots had a morning session today at Gillette Stadium. Hot weather, they were in full pads, pants, and the focus of the practice was primarily the running game, and they even got to an old camp favorite, goal line work, with full contact hitting with the first teams on both sides of the ball banging heads. Just to get some of the administrative stuff out of the way, the players out for the morning session included linebacker Teddy Bruschi, defensive end Jarvis Green, defensive end Marquise Hill, wide receiver Troy Brown, tight end Daniel Graham, left tackle Matt Light, rookie tight end Garrett Mills, and of course the seven players still on PUP. And that list is down to seven because both Chad Jackson and Bam Childress were removed from the PUP list and began practicing on Tuesday morning. And Patriots fans can also breathe a little bit easier again because Tom Brady returned to the practice fields after missing three straight sessions. As I said, though, there was a lot of work on the running game Tuesday morning. The running backs, both Lawrence Maroney, the rookie, and Corey Dillon got plenty of carries. And in the goal line sets, Maroney took maybe his biggest hit of camp so far, even bigger than the hits he received from Teddy Bruschi when he ran into another young player in rookie free agent linebacker Freddie Roach out of Alabama, who is known as one of those run-stuffing type players and was well in his element on the goal line there. The Patriots also worked on a number of three tight end sets, and with the injuries, with Daniel Graham still out of action, that included Dave Thomas, Walter Rasby, and of course Benjamin Watson getting plenty of reps in those drills. Bill Belichick said in his post-practice press conference that the team has pretty much reached those dog days of training camp, even though it's only 4 or 5 days into camp. They've had a number of days of double sessions, and as he said, the treadmill never really stops running at this point in camp, and they're just rolling forward, trying to work on different things. Chad Jackson looked okay in his first day back off PUP, struggled a little bit early, dropped some balls and drills while working with wide receivers coach Brian Daboll, even ran one route improperly to the point where Brian Daboll wouldn't throw him the football. But Bill Belichick was asked about Jackson in his post-practice press conference and said basically it looked like he didn't do much out on the field today, so he'll be looking for more from his second-round pick when they get back to the practice fields later Tuesday. Team also, during the special teams segment, worked on a lot of kickoff stuff with some onside kickoffs, and rookie Steven Goskowski did look better in both his kickoffs, and then later on in practice when the team went to field goal and PAT, Goskowski took all the kicks and hit all of them, which is a good sign because he had missed a kick here and there pretty much every day of practice to this point, so he was a little bit more consistent during Tuesday's session. That'll just about do it for the practice wrap from today's Campcast. They'll be back. Patriots will be back on the practice field Tuesday night in a special season ticket holder event held inside of Gillette Stadium. Only those with tickets will be allowed in to witness the practice. It'll take place from 6:30 to about 8:30, and we will deal with the wrap-up from that practice and tomorrow's Campcast, where you'll have an update not only on tonight's action, but on Wednesday's action as well. So check back with us. We'll have your Campcast again and keep you, as always, up to date on all the information that you need coming out of training camp.